Any special term for a brief heavy rain?
Thunderstorm.
Any other terms, funny terms?
Well, of course, if it come out, sure enough, hard one, like we've seen time, it'd be a cloudburst. Actually, to what I would classify as a cloudburst locally here, I've only seen one. And it was freaking nature if you've ever seen it.
Just cut it up in little squares and move it out, huh?
Well, we had a brand new rain gauge out there, and it rained a little bit, and I run out there and emptied it, and it rained a little more, and both times it filled a 6-inch rain gauge. And this house down here just looked like a houseboat. It just lake of water for thousands of acres through here. And I said, well, all the fences and cattle, everything gone. We stood here on the front porch until it got down to where I thought I could get to it with a truck. I had a four-wheel drive Jeep to do it with. So I went to the corner and turned east here. When I topped the hill over yonder John's, I went off into dust. So I turned the corner and went back over, because this branch starts here, gets to be a big creek before it gets off of this range. It's 5 miles down then. And it has one bridge down there. It's got 3 12-foot spans under it where it crosses the main road. And if that was a freak of nature, if you ever saw that creek overflowing and going down through there, stirring up the dust in those pastures as it went. People running out there here and out of coming, it hadn't even sprinkled. 5 miles down there. And there's a creek just overflowing and everything down there.
Oh my.
You go this way 3 miles, you go this way 3 miles, or this way 1 mile. Run into dust.
Oh.
That was one of the darndest things I've ever seen. Clarence Peck, right back here on this Betty Hauser place, apparently was right in the heart of it. And go right down here, if you remember coming in down here, a mile and a half south here, it's two creeks right together,
yeah.
Two bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they join just a few hundred yards out there. Now, you heard freaks of nature. One of them was overflowing going this way, the other running backwards. See, one of them was come out of that, over on that side,
mm-hmm.
the watershed here was where it didn't rain, this one, where it caught this 12, 13 inches of rain. And it's going around there and going back up that creek the wrong way. I've never seen anything like it. Yet. Now what would that have done had it been 12, 15 miles wide?
Still the country.
They like got that house right down there, the old folks, as it was.
Now these ever called gully washers or anything like that?
Oh yeah. That's a common term here.
Frog strangler?
Toad strangler, I believe.
Toad stranglers
and gully washers.
What would you call a storm where there's thunder and lightning?
Oh, electrical storm or thunderstorm.
Do you have wind storms here?
Yeah. There's been a barn blown away on this place a few years ago. One down there, and our old home place is blown away pretty bad in 46, I think it was.
What are these, just straight winds? Or?
Well, we have some pretty rough just straight winds, because that one through there was just a little tornado went through there, just twisting everything out, fences, weeds, everything out as it went.
Where do you go when these come?
Well, my aunt that lived in this house and her neighbor lived over there and sat here and watched it because it hit right out there and going yon away. I was in the truck with James, he wasn't school age, and right in the core of it, didn't know what it was because we couldn't see anything. I just locked the wheels and I thought, well, the damn old truck, the brakes are gone. I just kept wanting to go. And